well, it appears we've made it to a Tuesday, so it's already better than yesterday, because everyone knows Tuesdays are better than Mondays. The date is July 29th, 2025. It's Kira. Logan's on his way. He will be here just in time for Can't Beat Kira for us to give away little Big Town tickets. We had so much fun yesterday at the Heartfelt Dreams Charity Golf Classic. I'm getting choked up and I'm choking. Per usual, it is always an amazing day for a really great cause. So if you, if you're a listener and you were there, we loved meeting you. We loved hanging with you for the lunch and the silent auction. And Logan will be here to talk about his golf game. I don't want to speak for him on how that went. But for now, we are going to hear from the tribe. You will hear, it's confusing, but you'll hear Logan's voice on this because we pre-recorded it a few days ago. So this was a fun and flirty topic that we are excited to relive with you now. Enjoy.
A little bit of Lydia in my life. A little bit of Megan by my side. A little bit of Christian's all I need. A little bit of Cheryl, what I see. A little bit of Sheehy in the sun. A little bit of Shawnee all night long. A little bit of Rachel, here I am. A little bit of Tribe, yeah, that's our fam.
You get a 10-minute tour while you're alive of either heaven or hell. What do you pick and why?
Sales guy Sean, what are your thoughts?
I'm going to hell. I mean, I want hell bad. I just want to see what happens down there. What messed up things. Like, that's weird. I mean, I'm living through it, right? Like,
You're coming back to Earth. You get 10 minutes. So you can use it to tour heaven or hell to either persuade you in either direction, or just maybe you're not going to go see hell, so you want to go because you think you're going to heaven, vice versa.
Simply put, I'm going to heaven, so I'm God's second coming here, so it's fine. I'm going to heaven. I want to see what hell's like.
Okay. Lydia?
I have the same answer, but for a different reason. Yep. I think that I would want to see hell just because if I saw heaven and I was disappointed, I would become a terrible person after that. So I'd rather see hell and then be like, oh, I don't want to go there at all. Or maybe it's okay that I do want to go there. Whatever.
Well, yeah, where you're like, it's not that bad. I thought it was going to be
worse. Exactly. But if I saw heaven and I was disappointed, then nothing would compel me to continue being a good person.
Interesting.
What a great answer. Cheryl, what do you think, girl?
No, I want to see heaven.
And why?
Because
she wants to see where she's going.
You know what? I've been trained all my life. You got to be a good girl, good girl, good girl. So I've been a good girl for the most part. So I want to see up there, because if there's any question whether I'm going up there and I want to see how great it is, then I'll be even a better girl and know it's worth it.
So inspiration.
I would definitely go for the inspiration, because sometimes this good girl thing is a pain in the neck.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a real pain in the neck. It's the Catholic Italian guilt thing. So if I see that it's somebody that it's worth it.
Yes.
I want to try harder.
That's my motivation, too.
I want to try harder.
Me too. Because if it's not worth it, it's not like I'm going to go out murdering people, but I'm sure as heck going to forgive myself for a lot of bad stuff. Be like,
You know, I like a guarantee.
Yeah.
And that's a terrible thing, but I want a guarantee.
If you know what's nice, you'll continue to be a good person and maybe be a better person.
Right. If it's definitively there, then I'm going to get an A+ to get there.
Right.
I want to see if hell's that bad so I can see what I can get away with down
That's
here.
That's exactly what I was just going to say, because curiosity killed the cat. Like, I know heaven's going to be some sort of good. I don't know how good, but I think hell is such an anomaly that I need to see what it would be like.
Yeah, maybe I could be being a little more bad down here and I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, but
I'm going to be bad.
Interesting.
Well, they could come back and tell us
how
bad
it is. No, we can't talk in this scenario, Cheryl. There's no talking about
it. I will tell you what.
We can't compare notes?
No.
But I met the devil, and he looks like Sean. Just saying. There you have it. The tribe has spoken. Taking your calls on if you had 10 minutes to tour either heaven or hell, which are you choosing and why? 603-749-0975 on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Kind of a wacky topic this morning, so we thank you for playing along. You have 10 minutes to tour either heaven or hell. Which are you choosing and why? Hi, thank you so much for holding. What's your name? Where are you from?
Brittany. I'm from Henniker.
What's up, Britt?
How are you? Long time no talk.
I know you don't call, you don't write. I'm just kidding. It's great to hear from you. So you have 10 minutes to tour either heaven or hell. Where are you going?
So heaven.
And why?
So I'm going to cry a little bit. These last week has been really hard. I lost my one-year-old nephew, and 4 days later, I lost my uncle.
Oh, my God.
So I would love to see them just for 10 minutes to hug them.
That is so tragic. That is more loss than any human should have to go through.
And then, you know, this month has just been really hard with that, and my birthday's tomorrow, so it's just, I don't even want to celebrate my birthday because of this, but...
Yeah, I can't imagine how you're feeling. Wow.
And, you know, my family's all the way in South Carolina, so I can't be there with them to grieve. I was there with them after my one-year-old nephew passed, but then the day I was landing, like, I was going on a plane an hour before I was supposed to leave, my uncle passed, so I had to get on a plane. And come home right after he passed.
Your poor family. I mean, you guys deserve some good news.
We do.
Sending you guys so much love and strength. I'm so sorry you're going through this.
Thank you so much, Kira. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Bye, Brittany.
Bye.
WOKQ, what's your name? Where are you from?
Kim, Portsmouth.
Hello, Kim from Portsmouth. Are you trying to tour heaven or hell, and why?
I'm trying to tour heaven because I took care of my mother for 6 years. She unfortunately passed away at the age of 50 from colon cancer, and she wanted to pass away at home and have me take care of her.
Wow. She was so lucky to have you by her side in that time, and I think just you being there for her in that time guarantees your spot up there for sure.
Absolutely.
Oh, Kim, I love that. I'm so sorry. It must be so hard to live without your mom and to see her go through so much pain. Like, that's unimaginable.
And that's why I'm in the nursing field now, taking care of dementia patients, because that was her wish.
Wow. God bless you. Well, you seem like a really special person.
Thank you, Kara.
Thanks for making the time for us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye, Kim. Have a good week.
You too.
Still taking your calls on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira and Logan in the morning. The question, and it's a weird one. So hopefully you're in a funky mood like we are. You have 10 minutes to tour either heaven or hell. Which are you choosing to tour and why? WOKQ, so sorry to keep you on hold. Who's this?
This is Carol.
Carol, you going to heaven or hell? You know, just for the tour. I don't mean for the long run.
I'm really not sure in the long run, but for the tour, I would definitely want to go to heaven.
Okay, and why?
My mom, my dad, my brother, so many relatives have died before me, mm-hmm. and I believe they're in heaven. I believe they were all good enough to deserve to go to heaven, and I would like to see if there really is an afterlife, if I really get to see them again. If they can see us down here on Earth, if they can do things for us, if we pray to them, I would just love to know that. I would love to pray to my mom, who is a great big country fan, to help me get Luke Bryan tickets.
Oh, she's bringing God into it, into the Luke Bryan tickets. I respect it. I respect the hustle. Well, I love that you would take it as like a catch up with your loved ones that you lost and kind of interview them and be like, what's it really been like up there? Can you see me? Are my prayers working?
Right. And even my pets. I miss my pets so much.
Yes. That's such a good point. I love that answer, Carol.
Well, I love that you love it. And I hope you have an amazing day.
You too, sister.
Thank you so much.
WOKQ, who's this?
Hi, Kara. This is John. How are you doing?
I am well, John. So are you touring heaven or hell?
The reason why I want to tour heaven is because I want to see my family, mm-hmm. and I want to join it. A game of 45s.
What's 45s?
Card game that we played in the Merrimack Valley area.
Okay, so you know the activity that you'd be engaging in when you're up there with your loved ones. You get right down to business. You're bringing the deck of cards. Yeah. You're making up for lost time.
Yeah, definitely.
Would you let the people up in heaven, would you let them win, or is it going to be a fair game?
If God is playing, I have to let him win because he gets me right down to where else.
That's it. Number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Hello. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who am I speaking with?
This is Jen.
What's up, Jen? How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good, thanks. So where are you going, heaven or hell? Just for the tour. I don't mean for good.
I think I'm going to go to hell for 10 minutes.
and for 10 minutes. And what info are you hoping to gather there?
To see what it's actually like. And because I'm a believer, but I'm not a believer. I want to see if there really is, you know, and check out how everything is down there. If there is a hell, there is a few people that I know for a fact I'd like to see go there.
You're not hoping to run into them down there, are you?
If I do, we'll see what happens.
You're like, I knew it. I knew you'd end up here.
Yeah. I've always been, I love the show Lucifer.
Yep.
And he's just so intriguing. And he talked about hell, and I'm like, I'd be interested to see if it really is. There's somebody down there that is the king of hell. Like, there's God in heaven, you know. I'd like to really see if there is somebody that does rule hell. And maybe someday I will.
This took a turn a little bit.
Because if those people down there, they're down in hell, if I'm down there with them, I might want to be so I can be and rule them and be in charge for all the horrible things they did.
Oh my God, Jen, trying to be the queen of darkness.
I just think hell would be a better place. It's a lot warmer, too.
Okay, this all checks out. She's like, I'm going to work on my tan. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
You're pretty funny, Jen.
Thank you. You guys are hilarious, too. So.
We try so hard, so thanks for saying that.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
I'd love to give you these tickets to see Luke Bryan.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is awesome.
You know, he's not going to hell, though. He's a pretty good guy, and he believes most people are good.
He's definitely not. He's a good guy.
Yeah, you won't see him down there. All right, Jen, hold on a second. I'm going to get your info.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for listening to 97.5 WOKQ.
That's mylocalcustomers.com. Mylocalcustomers.com.
WOKQ, Dover, Portsmouth, Rochester.
Hello. Welcome to number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Hello, Logan.
Hello, Kira.
Last night at Bernie's Beach Bar, baby. We dabbled in the line dancing. It was a whole scene.
It was really good. It was hard.
It got difficult. And that's when I tapped out. I said, you know what? Maybe it's my shoes. That's what I said to Steven. I was like, I would have been able to keep up, but it was my shoes. He was like, sure, babe.
That was it. Yeah. They were really, they're definitely regulars who go.
Totally.
Because there were some people who knew the steps. Before the teacher, the instructor, I don't know what I'm going to call him. I'm going to call her teacher.
Call her teacher.
The teacher. After, you know, a few songs and showing us how to dance, she was like, all right, I'm going to take a break. And then they played music. And then people kept dancing together in a routine. I was like, hey, we didn't...
Respectfully, show offs.
Yeah, I was like, guys, you didn't tell me this one.
I'm just jealous.
Nobody learned me this yet.
I would love to be out there freestyling with them.
Can't do it.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I'm not there either.
No. But I mean, if we become every weekers, we could. The whole deck was filled with line dancers and people in cool boots. And there were dudes who go there alone. What a great place to meet an eligible cowgirl.
If there's a group of single guys who aren't going to Bernie's on Monday for country night, you're making a huge mistake.
You are.
It is a perfect place to pick up.
Absolutely.
Meet someone. You may fall in love. These boots are made for walking, baby. That's what they're going to do.
That is what they're going to do. Thank you so much for saying that. Wow, we are plugging Bernie's this morning. That is what we're doing. We're also giving away little Big Town tickets. Yes, we are. They are coming to Guilford, New Hampshire, and we are about to play Can't Be Kira for these bad boys. Would you like to see little Big Town? Of course. 603.
All the bars are closed.
Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Hi, is this Cheyenne?
Hi.
Good morning, girlfriend.
Good morning.
We choose you to play Can't Beat Kira for little Big Town tickets.
Sweet.
I'm going to need a little more from you, Shy. I know it's early, but...
I'm so tired.
Not tired enough to kick Kira out of here. Crank up the energy and win some tickets on a damn Tuesday.
Get out of here, Kira.
Yeah, she's ready.
Pulled that from
She's ready.
Deep
below. Yeah.
I'm leaving. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right, Cheyenne, she's out of here. Hey, have you seen Happy Gilmore 2 yet?
Oh, it's so good.
Okay, you have. Great, because the first question is about it. I saw a report that there was like 62 celebrity cameos in Happy Gilmore 2. Can you just name one? Post Malone. Too easy. It really that really might have been too easy of a question. Question number two. Multiple choice here, unless you don't need it. What measurement or grading scale ranks how hot certain hot sauces are? Is it the Freaky Flaming Fire chart? Is it the Scoville scale? Or is it the Raging Ruler?
The Scoville scale.
Question number three. 4 out of 6 New England state flags are blue, except for 2 states. Name one of the states whose state flag is white.
Maine.
Maine. All right, gear's coming back. Hold on. How are we feeling, Cheyenne?
Not so sure on that last question.
The last one was, it was a little tricky, right? I figured the first one was way too easy. I had to crank up a little harder one. Hey, Kira, welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be here, Logan, Cheyenne. Everyone's still having fun?
I'm having fun, Cheyenne.
Yeah. Having a great time.
Great.
It's good.
This first question's a layup, especially for you. There was about 62 celebrity cameos in Happy Gilmore 2. Can you simply name one of them?
Kid Cudi,
who snuck in, and I don't think anybody knows that he was in there. Great job. Yes, Kid Cudi was in there. Cheyenne said Post Malone, an obvious correct answer.
Correct.
Great
correct.
Job. 1-1. Question 2, Kira. What measurement or grading scale ranks how hot certain hot sauces are? Is that the Freaky Flaming Fire chart, the Scoville scale, or the Raging Ruler?
The Scoville scale.
Is correct. Did I almost get you on Raging Ruler?
Well, they were very clever, but I didn't think you could make up the word Scoville.
Yeah, that's a valid point. Cheyenne also got that right. Probably the same reason. Great job. 2-2. Question number 3. 4 out of 6 New England state flags are blue, except for 2. Can you name one state in New England whose flag is white?
Whose flag is white? What a great question.
Thank you.
I'm going to say Rhode Island.
Rhode Island is a state with a white flag. Great job.
You're going to say a white state. I'm going to say a white state.
That's not what I was particularly going to say. Great job. Massachusetts and Rhode Island both have white flags. Maine, New Hampshire, the rest, blue.
Oh, good.
How about
good.
That?
Yeah, yeah. He's about to list all the states.
No need. Cheyenne, unfortunately, guessed Maine, which is a blue state flag. Sorry, yeah. Cheyenne.
You had to guess.
It's okay. Oh. I had to guess.
Cheyenne, we'll take the phrase of shame, though, because the final score is 3 Kira, 2 Cheyenne.
My name's Cheyenne, and I cannot beat Kira.
But you played. You gave it the old college try. You were sleepy, but you persevered. So. Number 1. For New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, we are Kira and Logan in the morning. So, Logan,
yes.
Picking up strangers on the side of the road
all
lately?
All the time.
Is that the safest thing to be doing in 2025? I'm not sure.
Well, so, yeah, I went through, like, a time in my life where I was picking up people all the time, like hitchhikers.
Why, Logan?
I don't know. If I see someone walking and they're, it looks like they're going to work or... You know, for example, there was one time it was pouring rain, dark. This is years ago out in, like, Templeton, Massachusetts. And this guy is dragging his laundry, walking in the pouring rain. It's evening. It's dark. I pull over. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And he's like, I got to get to the laundromat. Like, I have to do my laundry.
Yeah, because you've been dragging your clothes in the mud, my guy.
I was like, get in the car. He was like, you serious? Like, I'm a stranger. It's pitch black out. It's 10 p.m. You can drive me to
He's
laundry.
He's like, I could kill you. Like, Logan's like, get in.
I'm like, get in the car, dude. That's crazy. And it was a little sketchy, but he was so nice. And just the fact that he was like, nah, like, I have to get my laundry done. I have to get these clean clothes ready because I'm going into a work interview the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really happy that I picked him up. Now, fast forward to over the weekend, I picked up... Well, I didn't pick up. A woman came to me who was hiking. We were hiking up in the Whites in Crawford Notch. And this poor girl was doing like a 30-mile run and hurt her knee on mile 15. Had to come down the mountain and just be on the street. And she came up to me and my wife. She was probably looking for like a... I don't want to say like a normal looking couple, but like a couple her age, you know, someone young.
And you would categorize yourself as normal?
With a girl, you know what I mean? I don't think she's going to go up to a random guy and ask.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, she's like, can you guys give me a ride back to my car? And we were like, we have no room, but if you're comfortable laying sideways, vertical, with the dogs on your lap. And she was like, yeah, I think I popped my knee. I do need that.
So she's like, beggars can't be choosers.
So we drove her back, and it was a great interaction. We learned a little bit about, like, how she does mountain runs and whatnot, but it was cool.
Wow, what a woman. Laying in your backseat with your two dogs.
Literally laying. I felt so bad.
With Miko and Fatso.
And then I see her get out of the car and walk, and Missy and I are like, oh my gosh, her knee is a balloon. I don't know how she walked off the mountain.
Poor thing.
It's terrible.
This is why, I don't want to deter people from doing things alone. I think independence is great, but it's like stuff like that. If she had a friend or something, she could have got help sooner.
Yeah.
The poor thing.
I know.
Good thing we were there.
That's it. It's people helping people. So that's our question to you. What was the circumstance when you allowed a stranger in your car? Or were you the stranger that was allowed in someone else's car because you needed a ride somewhere? Or maybe you popped your knee in Crawford Notch. 603-749-0975 is our number. We'd love the story of how you picked up either a hitchhiker, someone who needed a ride to the laundromat. Tell us the tale. 603-749-0975. Maybe someone would categorize you as a hero. We'll tell you if you're a hero or not. Yes, we will.
I thought you were telling me I'm the hero. I'm like, what did I do?
Well, we helped the woman with the knee popped.
Good for us. Good for the Sherwoods.
Good for the Sherwoods. 603-749-0975. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. So this morning we did wake up to a voicemail on our 97.5 WOKQ app from a dude named Dave. Now, Dave has reached a point in his parenthood journey. I don't envy the guy. Sounds like a little bit of a pickle between he and his teenage daughter and he and his wife. There's tension all around. I'm going to let him tell you what's going on and then we'll talk about it.
Yeah, so me and my wife have been in an argument. My daughter is 14 years old, and she wants to go out on a date with a boy, and I don't think she should because she's 14. I mean, maybe when she's 16 or in her 50s, she should be able to go out with a boy, but 14? I know what 14-year-old boys are up to, and I don't want that with my daughter. And the worst part is, you know, the more you tell your 14-year-old not to do something, the more they want to do it.
150%. And the thing is, if he and his wife are on opposite sides, she is just going to pit them against each other and go with the person who has the answer that she likes.
No doubt.
That's what I used to do. It's a tale as old as time.
Yep.
So Dave and his wife need to get on a united front, don't you think?
Yeah.
Somehow.
They can't, because like you just said, otherwise the kid's going to pit them against each other.
Mm-hmm. So how do you, with something like that, right? Because like you can hear it in Dave's voice. He feels deeply in his soul that 14 is simply too young to be dating.
Mm.
So
he made a point that I was questioning though. He said that he knows like how 14-year-old boys are.
Mm-hmm.
And like in my head, I'm trying to remember back because I was a 14-year-old boy once in my day.
Mm-hmm. What were you like, Logan?
I think I was probably more appropriate towards women at 14 than I was at 16. Do you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I think that the dating at 14 is more like, I have a crush on you. You know what I mean?
It's more innocent?
Yeah, I think
you're
so.
You're nervous? You're still navigating?
I think at 16,
you get your stride.
I think it's getting worse. Yeah, you're going through puberty, getting these hormones you don't know how to really control.
You're about to get your license or your permit at the very least?
Yeah, so I think I actually am leaning towards, like, go as a chaperone on this date because it's... At 14, you can kind of go on an innocent date, where at 16, is it innocent? I don't know.
Did you just say that Dave should go as a chaperone on his date, on the date with his daughter?
He has to. What are you talking about? How are you going to go, as a 14-year-old, how are you going to go on a date? You need someone to drive you.
You get dropped off at the movies. You get dropped off at the mall.
Yeah, but then dad goes to see his own movie or walks around the mall and doesn't run into them.
Mm-hmm. Except he's like peering through the fake plans in the mall, watching them make out.
Yeah. Yeah. No, 14s are... Are you making out at 14? Was I making out at 14?
No. I was making out at 14.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
I was.
Santa Claus. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Yeah, never mind.
Okay. All right. So this is the question. Poor Dave. First of all, poor Dave. We sympathize with him. And we were wondering if you had to navigate this, like setting the dating age for your teenager. whether it was teenage boy or teenage girl. Were you and your significant other on the same page? Were you on different pages? How did you navigate that, right? This seems like a tough thing. 603-749-0975. Do you believe that 14 is just simply too young to be dating? Or do you say they're going to do it anyway? You might as well permit it. 603-749-0975. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. If you're just joining us, first of all, welcome. So happy that you decided to hang with us on a Tuesday morning. So, we were trying to help out our listener, Dave, who left us a voicemail on the 97.5 WOKQ app. Basically, he has a teenage daughter who wants to dip her toesies in the dating pool. She's 14 years old. He feels like that is far too young. His wife feels like the daughter is ready. So what do you do when you and your partner are on different pages as to the appropriate age of dating? And what do you believe the appropriate age to start dating is? 603-749-0975. If you've been through this with your teenage kid, I know it would mean a lot to Dave to hear your perspective. WOKQ, this is Marie. What do you think?
You know, I gotta say, I don't trust the dating before 18. I mean, there's so much that can go wrong with, you know, young love. And like, I think kids don't know enough about, you know, like the dangers of intimacy and things like that, you know, like their brains aren't developed enough to date the way that they think that they are mature enough to.
Well, you got Disney princesses hooking up at 13. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. I never thought of it that way. Oh, no.
Well, we could blame Disney for a lot of things. Thanks so much for the call.
Thanks.
Okay, what do you think? Taking your calls at 603-749-0975. What is the appropriate age to start dating? And what do you do if you and your partner are not a united front when it comes to the age that you...
Night.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning time, and we're trying to help out our listener, Dave. Oh, Dave, going through it with a teenage daughter. She's 14, and she's ready to dip her toes in the dating pool. Mom says it's okay. Dave says absolutely not. 16, the youngest, but he preferred her to start in her 50s. So what would you do? What do you think is the appropriate age to start dating? And also, how do you navigate when you and your partner are on different pages when it comes to what you believe is the appropriate age for your kid to start dating? 603-749-0975 is our number.
I think there's a lot of variables. What kind of date? Are they going in a group? Where are they going? And a lot depends on the two individuals also.
Okay, so you're saying that, you know, some teenagers might be ready to date at the age of 14, depending on their maturity level?
Well, and depending on what you call a date. When I was 14, we went out in groups. It was not one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, my dad was the dad who was always willing to drive us all anywhere. So I'm pretty sure he was like, yeah, I don't really want her doing this, so I'm just going to go.
I'm going to just tack myself onto this.
Yeah, well, if we went to the movies, he drove back and forth. If we wanted to go to McDonald's or someplace after, he always was more than willing to take us.
What a guy.
Hmm.
Yeah, he didn't care how many of us, you know, there was a fill the car.
So when you were 14, it was group dates. When did you graduate to the one-on-one date privilege?
I don't know that it was a privilege per se. I don't even know when I got interested in that, to be honest.
Okay. It wasn't like you were begging them to do it and they said you weren't ready. It was like
natural.
No, it was just the group and I, it's what we did. We kind of just went places as a group.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Sometimes we paired off.
To go make out?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
First one of the bush wins.
Let's play 7 minutes in heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the dating part, again, it's like the movies, I wouldn't even...
Yeah, that's my girl.
Number one. number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. We are trying to help out our friend of the show and listener, Dave. Dave left us a voicemail in the 97.5 WOKQ app. If you missed it, this is what he said.
Yeah, so me and my wife have been in an argument. My daughter is 14 years old, and she wants to go out on a date with a boy, and I don't think she should because she's 14. I mean, maybe when she's 16 or in her 50s, she should be able to go out with a boy. But 14, I know what 14-year-old boys are up to, and I don't want that with my daughter. And the worst part is, you know, the more you tell your 14-year-old not to do something, the more they want to do it.
True that, true that. So that's Dave's take. We're trying to help him out. 603-749-0975 if you have any advice. What do you think, Sharon?
So, 14 years old, I had two daughters, and I said, sure, you can go on a date with a 14-year-old boy as long as you come to my house and hang out or go to a house that has an adult, or I will take you to the movies and I'll sit two or three rows behind you. I won't bother you, and then I'll bring the boy home.
Mm. Three rows behind.
This sounds like, I feel like this is how I was dating at 14 also. I feel like there were always hangouts at people's houses, and if not, somebody was nearby. If he dropped off at the mall, I know my mom was walking the mall. It wasn't like I was alone.
Well, that's exactly what I did. And at 14 years old, they don't have a mind like we do. Our minds are in the gutters. Their mind at 14, they're just hanging out, having fun. Now, when they're 16, 17, I think that's a different story.
Right.
But at 14, I think it's pretty innocent. I mean, God, what are they doing in schools that we don't know about and on the bus? And so I think at 14, if she's supervised and he's supervised, I think it's fine. I mean, we had our girls come to the, you know, our girls would be in the basement. We had a pool table. And every now and then I would pretend I'm coming down the stairs, and it was fine. It was fine.
I just imagine the anxiety as a parent, like that, oh, I have, you know, two teenagers down in the basement. It's time for me to creak the stairs so I know no funny business. Like, I don't envy it. I know my time will come with a teenage kid, but yeah, it seems stressful.
And I know when I was 14, we went up to the neighbor's basement and we played spin the bottle at 14. And as soon as we heard the door open, the bottle went away and we all sat there talking, and as soon as the adult left, we played spin the bottle and kissed the boy, and it was innocent. It was just, you know, it was innocent. It's not
the
like
good old
really
days.
Mm-hmm.
Spin the bottle, 7 minutes of heaven, the good old days.
Yeah, good times, good times.
Exactly, because it's 14. I mean, you know, they're fine, I think. I mean, as long as they're supervised.
Love it, Sharon. Well, thanks for the take. Good to hear from you.
Hey, you guys have a great day.
You too. Ciao.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Well, hopefully we helped Dave a little bit today, gave him a little guidance on this journey. Best of luck, my guy. Better you than me. All right. It's time to give away Luke Bryan tickets. Would you like these? We are playing Can't Beat Kira for these bad boys. 603-749-0975. If you would like to see Luke Bryan, by the way, the show is at the Xfinity Center in Mansfield. Give us a call at 603.
Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little good
news. Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Good morning, Stephanie. You're on with Kira and Logan. How are we?
Good. How are you?
We are well. Can't complain. A beautiful summer day. High of 95.
Sure.
I'm sweating already about it.
Yummy.
God.
I know.
Are you excited to win Lucas Bryan tickets?
I'm so excited.
All right, we'll kick Kira out of here. Let's get it popping.
All right, get out of here, Kira.
Okay, Stephanie. She's got a little tooth there. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving. Good luck.
Barely. She's out of here, Stephanie. You ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Question one. The Cowboy Carter Tour just wrapped up, and believe it or not, it became the highest grossing country tour in box score history. Whose tour was that?
Beyonce.
Question number two. The roller coaster capital of the world has had four evacuations this month of a roller coaster that tips and connects two sets of roller coaster tracks. Where is the roller coaster capital of the world? Is that Six Flags America, Cedar Point, Ohio, or Scream City in Washington, D.C.?
Cedar Point.
All right, question number three. In the movie Cars, who is Lightning McQueen's best friend? It's a tow truck named Motor, Mater, or Mustang.
Oh, I didn't even need the multiple choice. That's my son's favorite movie right now. It's Mater.
All right. Kira's coming back. Hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
You said it's your son's favorite movie. How old is your son?
He's three.
Yeah. That's a great movie for a three-year-old. Yeah. I can't say it, you know, because Kira's in here, so we don't want to give her any hints.
Yeah.
You guys can feel free to say it. I'm back, by the way.
I ain't saying anything. We'll talk later. Kira, let's get into the first question for you.
Okay.
The Cowboy Carter tour just wrapped up and became the highest grossing country tour in box score history. Whose tour was that?
Beyonce.
Beyonce, says Kira and Stephanie. Great job. That's the right answer. Question two, 1-1.
Okay.
The roller coaster capital of the world has had four evacuations this month of a roller coaster that tips and connects two sets of tracks. Where is the roller coaster capital of the world? Is it Six Flags America, Scream City, Washington, D.C., or Cedar Point, Ohio?
Cedar Point, Ohio.
Is correct. You said it. So did Stephanie. 2-2. Moving on. Question three. In the movie Cars, who is Lightning McQueen's best friend? Is it a tow truck named Motor, a tow truck named Mater, or a tow truck named Mustang?
Mater.
Mater. Is that a guess?
Yeah.
It's the right answer. It's crazy. And Stephanie got it right because that's her son's favorite movie.
Oh, that's awesome. Did I hear your son chirping in the background?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what? What's his name? Can you say what's up?
His name's Russell.
What's up, Russell?
How old is Russell?
He's hiding his face. He's three.
Oh.
Cute one.
Cutie patootie. I love it.
He always asks for the red race car to watch Cars.
Oh, that's
of course. Cool. Russell, what a guy. What a nice guy.
Yep.
Stephanie, you try to sweet talk us.
The song of the summer.
Yeah, it crushes. It's so good.
Look, you usually get mad at me when I call something the song of the summer, but you agree that that's the song of the summer.
I don't know about the song of the summer. You said that about a Luke Bryan song a while ago, and I didn't.
Country song came on.
Yeah, that one is certainly not it, but Bottle Rockets.
In your opinion.
Bottle Rockets could be.
It could be. That was Scotty McCreery featuring Hootie and the Blowfish. Bottle Rockets, number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Kira and Logan in the morning are our names. So, wow, we're about to shake things up here. We have an absolutely massive announcement, and it has to do with life. It has to do with the show and the fact that I haven't let any of this slip yet. I deserve a medal. I deserve a parade.
It's crazy. Kira is the last person you want to trust with your secrets. But you have changed my mind with that because you've been holding on to this secret for quite some time. A lot of damn time. I'm really proud of you. You're doing a great job.
Too much time. And not to toot my own horn even further, it's multiple pieces of news. It's not just one piece of news.
Yeah, yeah. So when are you outing the secret?
We are going to talk about it tomorrow at 7:30.
Okay.
But if that's too early for you, that's too much of an early bird special, we'll replay it at 9:15. But if you listen tomorrow, we're going to be talking about it all throughout the show, so you will catch that.
It's a big... Yeah, long live cowgirls.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Our names, Kira and Logan. Last name in the morning. So I've been making it my life's mission every summer for as many summers as I can recall to make a friend who has a boat. I have yet to accomplish that.
Sherwood, you, my parents just got a boat a couple months ago.
That's different. When it's because I have friends who have parents that have boats.
Gotcha.
That's not the same as having a friend who has the boat.
It's
a little different.
I think Dave and Vicky are going to be pretty PO'd that you're not considering them a friend. But that's okay. I digress.
I stand corrected. They are friends. I forgot they have a boat. But I'm not so, since I don't have friends with boats, I'm not so plugged in with boat culture.
Boat etiquette.
Yes, the do's and the don'ts. And Logan and I were chatting off the air while the songs were playing about how much money it takes to fill a boat with gas.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of videos on social media about friends who have boats and their friends go on the boats and they don't contribute anything. And it's like
freeloaders.
Right. And it's
free floaters, really.
People, nice one.
Thanks.
The boat people, the boat owners, from my interpretation on the social medias, they're kind of ticked off that they supply the food and the music and the drinks on the boat and then the gas for the boat, and then they go out on the boat all day and they blow all the gas and then they gotta fill it. And it's like, hey, you guys got to contribute. If we were hanging out having dinner, you'd probably bring a bottle of wine. If we were doing a road trip, you'd probably contribute to gas that way. So what I'm learning is you can't just show up to a friend's boat empty-handed. A lot of people are looking for some assistance and gas money. And Kira and I are like, what's that cost?
Right.
I said to Kira, again, off air just a second ago, like, if I bring a 20 spot, if I'm like, hey, here's my contribution, is 20 bucks for gas, is that enough? I don't know. Is that cheap? Am I supposed to be bringing 100?
I think 20 bucks is an absolute drop in the bucket for what it costs to fill a boat with gas, like a larger boat.
I have not a single clue. But my theory is if we have six people and everyone's throwing in 20 bucks, like, you know, that's $120. Is that half the is that good enough?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. And I don't know if you're going to like this take.
Hit it.
But if I had a boat,
yeah,
I am a person with a boat, and I want to fill the boat with my friends. And I don't want to bring people on my boat with the expectation that they're going to pay me
right
for it.
That's I'm sure.
Isn't that why you have a boat?
That is a valid take. I think a lot of boaters feel that way. Who am I to guess? Why don't we just get a couple boaters on the line?
Are you a boater? Do you have a boat? Do you expect
your motorboat?
You motorboat? No, I'm just kidding. Do you expect your passengers, the people that you invite to hang out and eat your food on your boat all day, do you appreciate when they offer money? Do you expect for them to throw in some gas money? We know it ain't cheap. We don't know the actual dollar amount, but we know it ain't cheap.
We'd like to someone educate us.
Yes. So we want to hear from people who have boats. Do you expect your passengers to offer you gas money? And if you've been a passenger, you have a friend with a boat, so lucky, give me your connect. Do you offer them gas money? 603-749-0975. We're just trying to learn about boat etiquette here on Kira and Logan in the Morning. Would really appreciate some guidance. 603-749-0975. Are you expected to offer the owners of the boat gas money if you are spending?
Them red dirt roads out kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the Morning. So we are trying to get edumacated on boat etiquette, nautical nonsense. If someone invites you out on their boat for a day, are you expected to chip in some gas money? If you own a boat, do you expect your passengers to offer this? 603-749-0975. That's our number. Hello, Catherine. You're on with Kira and Logan.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. So are you a boat owner or are you a, you know, frequent passenger?
We are a boat owner.
Perfect.
Okay. What do you think?
I think that you have the boat, you want people to go on the boat with you, so you don't expect anything. It's just for a good time.
Okay. Can you tell us what it costs to fill up your boat? Is that a crazy question?
Ours is old. Ours is like a 98. So it's not something souped up. So it's like about a bit over $100.
And what does that $100 get you? Like a full day on the boat? A half day? Like
that gets us like a full day, over a full day.
Okay.
Nice.
So it's $100
it's
like for a full day of boating.
It's a ski boat. So it's like tubing and stuff on a lake, not like an ocean boat.
Right.
Yeah, but what I'm hearing is it's $100 because people sometimes, when you go out, whether it's to dinner, you go out, you expect to spend about $100 to $200 for the night, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. When you stay in, not including the boat, like if you stay in with friends playing board games, that's a $0 night. But if you're going on the boat, it's actually a $100 day.
Yeah.
At least. That's not including the snacks.
That's what I'm saying. If you're doing 3 days, if you're doing a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's $300 in gas money every day. It's mm-hmm. a lot.
For a good time.
Yeah, you'd rather have companions on the boat rather than just you and your significant other every day. I mean, I'm sure that's nice too, but it's nice to share the wealth.
Yeah, I think if you open the invite up, then you shouldn't expect anything, but it's a good courtesy to bring, you know, something, either drinks or offer.
Okay, so
but
no,
you know,
no gas.
Expected.
No gas.
No gas.
number one for new country. 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. So, we're looking to speak with boaters, people who own boats. Do you expect your passengers who are out with you for the day or the weekend to offer to kick in gas money? We know it ain't cheap. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, thanks so much for holding. You're on with Kira and Logan. Who are we speaking with?
Justin.
Hello, Justin. So, are you the proud owner of a boat?
I am.
First of all, congratulations. What's it like to be rich? No, I'm just kidding. Do you like when people offer gas money?
I appreciate it, but it's definitely not expected.
Justin, we asked the last caller, and she said it was about $100 to fill their boat. Is that about the same for you?
No, it's usually more like $150 to $175.
Okay, and so is that, how many times a week are you doing that in the summer? Like that, I don't think people are realizing how much that adds up over the entirety of the summer.
We go out every weekend, and that's usually what it costs if we go out Saturday and Sunday, and we do that all summer, usually about 14 to 16 weeks.
You said
175 times 14.
175 times 14?
We're crunching the numbers here, Justin.
Stay tuned. Right. Yeah, I mean, so like you're looking at $2,500 for the summer.
That's just gas. That's not food and drink.
Nope, those are our vacations. Yep, but it probably costs about 10 grand. To store it, to winterize it, to have the marina put it in the water for you. So about 10 grand a year.
It ain't cheap. It ain't a cheap hobby.
Nope, not at all.
But it's fun.
Kira, you want to go half? She's on a boat.
Very fun.
Who do you think I am? Do I look like Oprah to you?
Yeah, I guess I don't know.
I'm in radio.
Yeah, we both work in the same place.
Thanks for calling, Justin. It's been very enlightening.
Yeah, you're welcome. Awesome. Thanks.
See you, pal.
Enjoy boat life. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name?
Hello.
Who's this?
Beckett.
Hello, Beckett. How old are you?
I'm 11.
Beckett, you're 11 and you already own a boat? That's amazing.
My dad owns a boat.
Okay. And does he expect people to pitch in gas money to fill up the boat?
No, it's 50 gallons.
50 gallons, you said?
Yeah.
That, I feel like that's a pretty big gas tank, don't you think?
Yes.
Now, does Dad make you help out on the boat? Are you his first mate? Are you setting up the buoys and the bumpers so you don't get hit on the dock and stuff?
Yeah.
All right. So you're doing more manual labor than actual money.
Beckett's pulling his weight. What do Logan and I have to do to get invited on your dad's boat?
I don't know.
Beckett, come on. You're our connect here.
Yeah, Beckett,
we're counting
help
on you.
Bring alcohol.
Bring alcohol. Yeah.
What an excellent suggestion.
We'll bring a couple Capri Suns and juice boxes for you too, pal.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, Beckett. Enjoy the boat today. So we're still taking your calls on this at 603-749-0975. We'd love to hear from owners of boats. Do you expect people to chip in if you're a frequent passenger of a boat? Russell Dickerson, Happened to Me. Number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning, and we're trying to learn more about boat culture and etiquette. We would love to hear from boat owners. When you take people out on the open waters for a day, do you expect them to offer gas money? 603-749-0975. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Nikki from Wyndham.
What's up, Nikki?
Hi, nothing much, sir. Just trying to get through this work week so we can get to boating weekend, you know?
Yeah,
don't I know it.
Let's talk about that boating weekend.
Yeah, we've got a larger pontoon. It's got a 16 person pontoon, so it costs about $200 to fill.
Wow.
But truthfully, we can go a decent amount stocky. It's only if you're touring and trying to go really fast that really burns through the gas. But we don't ask anyone for money. Honestly, we would be out there anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what the majority of people are saying.
Yeah, and it's more fun with people than it is without. So if I'm asking you to come on, it's nice when you offer, but I definitely don't expect it. It's not like, you know, inviting somebody to go to a restaurant to meet up. You wouldn't be buying their dinner otherwise. Like, we're going to be on the boat whether you're there or not, but we'd love to have you there.
Right, and it's kind of like having a pool, right? Like, you want to invite friends over to enjoy the pool with you. Mm. You're not going to ask them to pay for the chlorine and the pool boy.
That's a fair comparison, I suppose. But like that for boating, everyone who's called has said it costs $100 a day, or in your case, it costs $200 a day. And it's just like, that's such a jarring amount that every time you're going out, it's a $200 day.
I sort of think that when you do own a boat, you understand the cost of boat ownership.
Right.
And if you're in that, it's just like having one of the bigger, larger cars that costs more in gas. Do you want the bigger car or do you not? You sort of understand what you're getting into.
Sure. Well said, Nikki.
If your passenger is on your pontoon, we got to play Little Big Town pontoon.
Sure.
if they offer for gas money, would you accept that?
Oh, we have accepted it with some friends because I also don't want to be rude and say no. A lot of the times people are offering because they want to contribute.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to feel obligated.
Okay.
Nice.
And you're welcome anytime.
Oh. We're welcome anytime.
I was waiting for that. Love a song singing about motorboating in the morning. That is Little Big Town Pontoon, number one for New Country. 97.5 WOKQ, Kira and Logan in the morning. Those are our names. Just so you know, tomorrow at 7:30, massive, massive announcement having to do with the show and life in general. And it's a multifaceted. It's a few different, Logan likes that word. His eyes lit up. Many different announcements in one. So again, that's happening at 7:30 tomorrow. We are shaking stuff up in here, so you're not going to want to miss that. We are taking your calls. We want to talk about boat owners, and do they expect you to offer gas money if you're spending a day out on the open water with them? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name?
Patty.
Cool, Patty. So are you the proud owner of a boat?
I am not.
Okay, but you're a frequent passenger?
Yeah.
Love that.
So what do you think?
Yeah. So I think that they're going to go out on their boat anyway, and that you don't have to offer money for gas because they love going out on the boat.
Coming from someone who doesn't have a boat.
She's like, they want me there.
They love going out on the boat. My ex used to invite friends off just to go out on the boat.
Right.
And he would never take money. It was always you bring alcohol.
Okay.
And that was it. But you can, of course, be nice and offer, but it's like $300 just to go out on the boat for gas for the day.
Right.
So it's expensive. So that's my two cents.
If you're someone who owns a boat, you probably have like crunched the numbers and you know what it's going to cost. And that's something that you've factored into your lifestyle. You have to think.
Exactly. And that's exactly what they factor in. They're like, all right, $300 this weekend in gas. And, you know, that's what they calculate in. And they love showing off.
Here's what I've heard. And Kira, tell me if you agree or not.
Okay.
I've heard that boat owners are never going to expect money, but the right thing to do is to contribute $25 per person or $50 per couple in either snacks, alcohol, or a combination of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Okay.
I think that's perfect.
Great, Patty. Thank you for talking this through.
No problem. I hope you have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you have any closing remarks about owning a boat... Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning. And it is such a fun time in motherhood right now. Because every single day, my 21-month-old daughter, she'll be 2 in October, is saying new words and phrases. So yesterday, she said, I did it for the first time. And that was absolutely riveting. And it's also the first time that I heard her say this. Are you ready? Can you even? Oh, I have to hear it again. I'm really sorry, but I'm going to be that mom right now.
I love you.
I cannot and will not tolerate that level of cuteness. It is too much for me to handle at this hour. Just so you know, she was saying that to her chicken nugget from McDonald's. I'd like to say she was saying it to me, but she wasn't. That is your daily dose of cuteness on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country. I'm way too loud. 97.5 WOKQ, Kira and Logan in the morning. It is time, my friend, For compliments, double downs, and apologies, brought to you by Merchants Auto in Hooksett, New Hampshire. It's tough to pick someone to compliment today. Loved all the callers on all the topics we touched upon. But I'm picking 11-year-old Beckett because he had the quote of the day, if you ask me. Logan and I are, A, trying to make friends with boats, B, trying to understand boat etiquette and if you're supposed to offer gas money and that kind of thing. And Beckett called to tell us his dad owns a boat. And the end of the conversation was the winning moment for me. What do Logan and I have to do to get invited on your dad's boat?
I don't know.
Beckett, come on. You're our connect here.
Yeah, Beckett,
we're
you
counting
help
on you.
Bring alcohol.
Bring alcohol?
Well said, young sir. That is probably the winning suggestion.
So
and it's
funny.
So funny that he's 11 years old and came out with that.
And you know what? Usually you hear the parents in the background saying, say this, say this. And I didn't, I think Beckett said that on his own real quick.
Yeah, I don't believe he was coached to say it.
Yeah, right.
Which made it even better. All right, what do you have, my guy?
I am doubling down on something Kira has been teasing all day, which is our super top secret important secret that we're saying tomorrow.
Stay secret again.
See, it's so secret. At 7:30 tomorrow, is that when we're outing the secret?
7:30.
Tomorrow morning, 7:30. Huge secret that Kira has somehow miraculously been keeping.
A few secrets, actually.
Many secrets that she's going to spill some tea on. And like she said earlier in the show, some very big changes coming.
Yes. Life changes. Life changes, changes to the show. All good. All good things, but you're going to want to be here. You're going to want to be in the loop or else you're going to be confused. So be here at 7:30 tomorrow. And if you're not much of an early bird special, you like to sleep in, especially in the summer. God love you. Enjoy it. We will replay it at 9:15. So two chances to hear that announcement. And on that note,
we out.
Jess on the Job is next. So is 30 Minutes of New Country on 97.5 WOKQ. But don't you dare forget all day long today who loves you.
We do.
On 97.5 WOKQ.